Welcome to Pick Up and Deliver, the podcast where I pick up my audio recorder when I head out for a walk, deliver an episode to you as I stroll around. I'm Brendan Riley. Good morning, listeners. It's a breezy late July day, July 23rd to be precise, or maybe the 24th. The 24th. So I'm trying to get back on a publishing schedule. Apologies for the week delay there. I got one episode recorded when I got back from, you hear those cicadas? For those of you, I don't know how worldwide cicadas are. Cicadas are a seasonal bug that they hibernate in the ground and they come out for like a month in the summer. They climb up in trees and they make that buzzing noise. And then they have wild bug times and then they hibernate again. Thing is, they hibernate for something like 15 or 16 years or 17 years. And each year some of them come out, but it varies. And there are some years where it's massive numbers of them come out all at the same time. I don't really know much more than that. And that might actually all be apocryphal. I don't know. But that's what I believe is the case. Anyhow, that's that buzzing sound that you're hearing today. In case you were joining me in suburban Chicago, that's what a walk is like. But I'm trying to get back to a regular publishing schedule here, getting my regular walks out. I don't start my commute again until late August, but a little exercise never hurt anybody. So we'll see what comes. I'm also trying to get back into the habit of thinking of ideas for the episode. So if this one feels a little scattered, you can chalk it up to that. Thanks for your patience while I took the, I guess, week off from recording. And hopefully these will be enjoyable. Episode 71 you're listening to right now. Today I thought I would talk about unusual gaming situations. In the last episode I mentioned the trip that I took and a variety of different ways that we played games. And it got me thinking a little bit about how I make an effort to get games played even when I don't have time to sit down and play games. Now, I will say I do have plenty of time to sit down and play games. I am able to play games with friends most Tuesday nights. I go to a gaming group called Toggle Gaming. I'm able to play with family quite a bit. My wife and daughter and my son all like to play games at varying levels, and so I usually get at least one game a weekend with them, if not quite a few more. And I do occasional game days or game nights with friends. So I'm certainly not hurting for opportunities to play, but like most of us hobbyists, I would enjoy more of them. And so I try to find a way to do a little bit of gaming every day. I have a couple things that I've been doing to create those opportunities for myself. I thought I'd share them with you today. The first of these, I've mentioned a number of times before, is Board Game Arena, and to a lesser extent, Boîte à Jeux. Both of these are online game platforms where you can play board games in a digital form, and you play them asynchronously, meaning you take your turn, and then you come back later to take another turn. I've really been enjoying playing games this way. It's a nice opportunity to get to play a little bit, even on days when I'm really busy, and to, well, I'm not really making new friends online because it's pretty unusual that you play the same person over and over again. Usually it's a variety of people, although I do have some friends on the site that I've played games with a bit. Overall though, I am enjoying playing those. I've been playing Can't Stop and Race for the Galaxy pretty consistently. Agricola and Castles of Burgundy and a couple other games. So that's been a nice opportunity to play a variety of different games. I like to have something like 5 games going at any one time. It gives me a nice opportunity. Whenever I log in, I'll usually have a couple games waiting for me, depending on how eager my opponents are. So one way that I've found to get more games played is to do that digitally. I've also, if you're following the Blue Pig Pink Pig forum, that's where I usually mention this stuff first, I've also started an asynchronous game table with my daughter. So my daughter and I both like really heavy games. In fact, she's better at them than I am a lot of times. But we don't have time to play them. It's just very hard for us to find a 2 to 3 hour window where we can both sit down and play games. And usually if we have that window, then either my son or my wife also is interested in playing, in which case we can't really play those really deep games, which she and I like, but they don't. So the solution that I've found is to set up an extra table in our basement. It's just a card table, actually, that in an area we weren't really using, next to a bookshelf. And what we're trying to do is set up one of the more complicated games and just leave it sitting there. And then we'll leave the game sitting there, and then we'll take our turns one by one. Now, there are some games that are much easier to do this than others. Something like, right now we're playing Through the Ages, and it's working okay. There are some moments that are difficult, like when the political card calls for a battle. It's easier if we're both there. And we've kind of split the time. Sometimes we'll have half an hour, so we'll go play a couple turns rather than trying to only play asynchronously. But we are leaving it set up. It allows us to have that chance to play a little bit at a time. And then the setup time isn't so onerous because we don't have to do it when we're playing. That said, it looks like she's going to clobber me again in Through the Ages. The real challenge with that game is trying to keep ahead of her. She got the Michelangelo card again. I don't know, if we play a few times, so far, it's only my second game of it, that Michelangelo card just feels really out of whack with the other cards. I feel like I'm going to have to start thinking long and hard about how to beat that or fight for it. I mean, feels like a game should not hinge so much on one card, and it probably doesn't. I'm probably just too new to the game. I'm also probably too much of a care bear. I think one of the balancing mechanisms the game provides is the ability to attack the other player, and so I'd want to have those cards. So that's Through the Ages, which is another unusual gaming situation. I'd say the third solution that a lot of people find, or a big enough chunk that there's a whole guild about it on BoardGameGeek, and having this as an option for your Kickstarter game makes a difference in how it funds, is the solo mode. So there are a lot of people who like to play board games who just don't have the time or the resources to play them with other people. Maybe the only time they have to play games is late at night. Or maybe they don't have a gaming group near them. Or maybe their family doesn't enjoy games. Or maybe they just like the solitude. Maybe they enjoy solitary activity. So board games that allow for a solo mode are really fun in that regard. I don't have a ton of these, but I have a few. And I mentioned in the last episode taking a couple of them with me to Newfoundland. I took Friday and Onirim and Hostage Negotiator. And so I've enjoyed the opportunity to play those games by myself. I'd say Friday is my most common solo game, but I've really become enamored of Castellan, which is another Onirim game, or it's a game in that same universe, in which you're kind of trying to solve a puzzle, and there's a fair amount of luck to it. You know, like in the last game I played, I lost. But it came down to I was waiting on two particular tiles. And if I drew those tiles in the right order, I could win. If I drew them in the wrong order, I would lose. And I drew them in the wrong order. That's part of what makes a game like that interesting, is puzzling out, making the decision about, do I go for this or that? How do you weigh the odds and the balance of luck? I wasn't counting the tiles, so I didn't know for sure which way that would lean. So, the unusual gaming situations I talked about there are just ways to squeeze more gaming into what is otherwise a difficult schedule for finding time to game. The other thing I've done, or I find myself doing, is really thinking hard about, as I look at new games and I consider is this a good choice for me? Should I be getting this game? Should I be thinking about something else? Thinking about how does the game I'm looking at connect to the game opportunities I have. So for instance, as I'm thinking about buying new games now, what purchases would reinvigorate games that we can all play together versus which purchases would find those games would just add to the games I don't have time to play. So even though a new Martin Wallace game will probably get my money, I'm holding off on Escape Plan, for instance. While I'm sure I've heard lots of good things about Vital Lacerda and I would like to try his games, I just adding another game that I'm not only going to be able to play at game night to my collection doesn't seem the right choice right now. Whereas, for instance, getting an expansion board for Clank seems like it might allow for a wider variety in the games that my family is able and willing to play. So, from that perspective, shaping how I buy games also influences the way that I'll be able to get games to the table and the pleasure I can have playing them. So what gaming situations do you find that you have to be creative to resolve? Are you a solo gamer? Do you find yourself trying to play games by yourself? Do you have to game with a weird number of people? 6 is always a challenge, isn't it? Oh, just as an aside, I don't know if this is amusing or not, but So I've mentioned a couple times that my wife and daughter like to play games, and we have a couple that we play with, and that's the group that we play Time Stories with, and we play Pandemic Legacy with. And the way we've done Pandemic Legacy is just that we have one person not actually play a piece, but still contribute to the decision-making and the conversation. So that's kind of how we've managed Pandemic Legacy. Or sometimes, if the schedule permits, my wife will skip a month. Or if the schedule necessitates, my wife will skip a month and have us play without her. Then it'll be 4 people. But usually we play 5. So I was really pleased to hear, and I think it's coming out at Gen Con, but I'm sure it'll be widely available, that Hasbro, whoever it is, Wizards of the Coast, whoever publishes Betrayal at House on the Hill, has teamed up with Master of the Legacy game Rob Davio to create Betrayal at the House on the Hill Legacy, a new version of the game that's going to allow for the sort of long-term evolution of the system. That's really exciting for us for a number of reasons. One, that's a family favorite. We play that 3 or 4 times a year at least. And we've got the Widow's Walk expansion, so we're slowly working our way through the many, many, many possible results that that game allows. But more importantly, my son really likes that game. So while our normal game days usually involve him kind of hanging out and playing video games and not really playing games with us because he's not interested in these more complex games, Betrayal at the House on the Hill both absolutely will interest him, and it accommodates 6. I'm hoping the Legacy game will maintain the 6 player count that the original game had. So the result of that would be that we can play it with him. We can include him in the Legacy process. And I'm really excited for that prospect, because sometimes it's a bummer to have him go off and play video games while we're playing board games. The other potential, of course, is that we have to start getting more 6-player games or finding more games that we can all enjoy. That is the other challenge, is that he doesn't like the same level of complexity in games that all the other people do. So where we all want to play Scythe or even Pandemic Legacy, his limits are something like The Adventure is the Temple of Horus. He really likes that one. So that's an interesting prospect coming up. Well, it looks like I'm just about out of time. Thanks for taking a listen today. Sorry if it was a little bit scattershot in subject. I'll try to be more focused next time. I'm glad to be back and hope that you're glad to be back listening. Reach out on BoardGameGeek, Guild 3269. My username is Wombat929. Drop by and say hello. Let me know what are your unusual gaming situations and how do you try to work around them. Or, you know, also, what's your usual gaming group like? Do you have somebody who doesn't like the same games, and how do you solve that problem? I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Brought to you by Rattlebox Games.